天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那很开心呢，可以跟大家再次在节目中相遇。在生活中呢，我们有时候会看到弟兄姐妹们跌倒，甚至呢会远离神，可能我们就会轻易的下结论说，唉，这个人他从恩典中坠落了，他是不会得救的。那么究竟什么才是从恩典中堕落呢？单单靠着救恩和信心就得救的我们，在犯了罪之后，是否真的就不能回到神的面前了呢？那我们又应当怎样彼此扶持弟兄姐妹们的软弱呢？好，那就让我们预备心，一起来学习神的话语吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast.
感谢你收听我们的节目。
For those of you who are joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听，
we are glad you joined us.
我们非常欢迎你。
And I hope that you will join us in the next broadcast as well.
希望你以后能继续收听。
And those of you who have not written to us, go ahead and send us a note and tell us how do you think and feel about this program.
也欢迎来信告诉我们你对这个节目的意见和感想。
Well, we are in the middle of a study about the awesomeness of the grace of God.
我们正在研读关于奇异神恩的一系列信息。
I said many of us have used the word grace in everyday living.
有许多人常常用恩典这个字眼。
Whenever we hear of someone who is no longer the boss's favorite employee,
当我们听见有人说某人不再是老板眼中的红人了，
We say he has fallen from grace.
我们会说他失宠了，他失去了恩宠。
Whenever we hear of someone who committed a public sin and we discover that sin,
当我们听见某人犯了法且被发现了，
We say he has fallen from grace.
我们会说他坠落了，从恩典中坠落了。
Whenever we know of someone who turned away from the faith,
当我们知道某人离弃了信仰，
we say that he has fallen from grace.
我们会说他坠落了，他失去了恩典。
But in the epistle to the Galatians, the apostle Paul uses the term fallen from grace.
但在加拉太书使徒的书信中，保罗用从恩典中坠落了这一句话。
But he means something very different by it from what we mean by it.
他的意思却和我们平常说的有很大分别。
Let me give you time so you can open your Bible to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, beginning at verse 5.
我给你一点时间，让你打开圣经，到加拉太书五章，由第五节读起。
But if you have a Bible, I want you now to turn to the epistle to the Galatians.
如果你有圣经，请翻到加拉太书。
Chapter 5,
第五章,
and beginning at verse 1,
由第一节开始,
let's read it together.
我们一起来读。基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。我再指着凡受割礼的人确实地说，他是欠着行全律法的债，你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候所盼望的义。原来在基督耶稣里，受割礼不受割礼，全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？这样的劝导不是出于那召你们的，一点面教能使全团都发起来。我在主里很信你们必不怀别样的心， 但搅扰你们的，无论是谁，必担当他的罪名。弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了，恨不得那搅扰你们的人把自己割绝了。弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
Sometimes when we use the term fallen from grace,
有时当我们说从恩典中坠落，
we mean that the person has lost his or her salvation.
意思是有人失去救恩。
There are people who believe that a true Christian can lose his or her salvation.
有人认为一个真正的基督徒会有机会失去救恩。
But that runs contrary to the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 6.
这说法和耶稣在约翰福音第六章说的话有所矛盾。
Those whom the Father has given me, said Jesus, I will lose none.
我父所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落。
Oh, to be sure.
哦，肯定的是。
The Scripture exhorts us to fulfill our salvation in fear and trembling.
圣经告诫我们要恐惧战惊，以成全救恩。
But those who are saved will always fulfill their salvation with fear and trembling.
但那些得救的人要常常恐惧战惊，以成全救恩。
There are Christians who live a life that is lacking in joy, peace, and hope.
有些基督徒生活缺乏喜乐、平安和盼望。
Why?
为什么呢？
Simply because they do not know from day to day whether they will go to heaven or not.
很简单，就是因为他们不知道将来能不能上天堂。
I knew a man whose father belonged to such a church.
我认识一个人，他的父亲属于某一间教会。
It was a church that taught that you could fall in and out of grace.
那间教会教导说，你所得到的恩典会随时失去。
Depending on your conduct at a given moment.
这恩典在乎你某个时刻的某个行为如何。
But that's a different subject.
但那是另一个不同的题目了。
These people who have been brought up in legalism will probably struggle with it for a long time.
那些自小信奉律法主义的人就可能要挣扎一段很长的时间。
A famous man once said,
有一个著名的人曾经说过，
I repudiated legalism intellectually and theologically in 1946.
我在1946年从理性和神学上否定了律法主义。
But in 1982, I'm still wrestling with it emotionally.
但在1982年，我在情感上仍然不断挣扎。
When the Apostle Paul was using the term fallen from grace,
当使徒保罗用从恩典中坠落了这句话时，
Paul did not mean that a Christian would lose his or her salvation because he or she had fallen into sin.
他的意思并不是说基督徒会因犯罪而失去救恩，
and that no amount of repentance would help them.
甚至悔悟也无济于事。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because it is the grace of God that saves us.
因为是神的恩典救了我们。
It is the grace of God that forgives us and sustains us.
是神的恩典宽恕我们，扶持我们。
The grace of God will ultimately take us to glory.
是神的恩典在最后带领我们到荣耀里去。
So what does the Apostle Paul mean by fallen from grace?
所以使徒保罗说从恩典中坠落的意思是，
He was talking about the legalism that we read about in Ephesians 5, 2 and 4.
是在说以弗所书五章二到四节所指的律法主义。
I'm sure some of you are asking, what is legalism?
我想你一定在问什么是律法主义了。
Listen very carefully because this is important.
请你仔细听着，因为这是很重要的。
Legalism says,
律法主义就是,
You are not saved by God's grace alone.
你不是单单靠恩典得救,
but rather by keeping certain external rules as well.
更要持守某些外在的规条。
Legalism tells you the clothes that you should wear.
律法主义告诉你要穿什么衣服。
Legalism tells you the type of music that you should listen to.
律法主义告诉你要听什么类型的音乐。
Legalism tells you the style of worship that you must use.
律法主义告诉你崇拜要用什么方式。
Legalism tells you the length of the dress that you must wear.
律法主义告诉你要穿什么长度的裙子。
Legalism tells you the proper length of your hair.
律法主义告诉你头发的长度。
Legalism controls every facet of our lives.
律法主义控制我们生活的各方面。
There are people even today who believe that you can only please God by observing these external rules and rituals.
甚至今天仍然有人相信要遵守这些外在规条和礼仪才可以讨神的喜悦。
We saw in the last broadcast how we are saved by grace alone.
我们在上次的节目里看到，我们得救是单靠恩典。
Through faith alone.
单单借着信心。
We saw that even our faith is not of our making, but it is God's gift to us.
我们看见甚至信心也不是出于我们自己，乃是神所赐的。
We heard what Paul said in Ephesians 2.
我们听见保罗在以弗所书第二章说
That we were dead in sin and trespasses.
我们死在过犯罪恶之中。
And dead people cannot believe.
而死了的人是不能相信的。
Therefore God breathed his faith in us.
所以神将他的信心吹进我们的里面。
In order that we may be able to receive the grace of God.
为要使我们能够接受神的恩典。
You know, there's a story that I'd like to use as an illustration here.
我想为大家讲一个故事。
There was a man who was giving his testimony in a legalistic church.
有一个人在一间提倡律法主义的教会里做见证。
The church believed that God did his part.
这教会相信神尽了他那部分的责任。
But the people also had to do their part to earn their salvation.
但人也要做人当做的来赚取救恩。
In other words, they believed that salvation was some kind of a corporate effort.
换句话说，他们相信救恩是要靠共同合作的努力。
And this man got up to give his testimony.
这个人上前来做见证。
He gave all the glory to God and the grace of God.
他将一切荣耀归给神及神的恩典。
He never once claimed that he did anything to deserve God's grace.
而从不宣称自己做过些什么配得神的恩典。
Then the pastor stood up and said to the man,
教会的牧师站起来对那人说,
You told us about the grace of God in your life, but what about your part?
你对我们说了神在你生命中所赐你的恩典。但你所做的部分又如何呢?
And the man replied,
那人回答说,
Oh, yes, I did, but let me repeat it for you.
哦,对啊,我其实做过,就让我为你复述一次。
For more than 30 years, I ran away from God as fast as my sin could carry me.
有三十多年之久,我犯罪远离了神。
That was my part.
那就是我所做的部分了。
But God took out after me and ran me down.
但神紧追着我，把我抓住。
That was his part.
那就是他所做的部分。
Please listen carefully, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请你仔细听着。
To fall into sin and experience God's grace and forgiveness when we repent is not falling from grace.
犯罪跌倒后悔改而经历神的恩典和宽恕，并不是从恩典中坠落。
To fall into sin and in genuine repentance ask for God's grace and forgiveness is not falling from grace.
犯罪跌倒后真诚悔改，求神的恩典宽恕，并不是从恩典中坠落。
So what is falling from grace all about then?
那么什么才是从恩典中坠落呢？
Falling from grace is when you cease to believe that only God's grace can save you.
从恩典中坠落是当你停止相信单靠神的恩典可以救你。
Falling from grace is when you trust in some rule or a man-made regulation to get you to heaven.
从恩典中坠落是当你相信要遵守某些规则或是人所定的规条才能帮你上天堂。
Falling from grace is when you believe that salvation is in a certain church.
从恩典中坠落是当你相信救恩是在某间教会才可以找得到。
Falling from grace is when you believe that salvation comes from following a certain dogma.
从恩典中坠落是当你相信救恩是从遵行某种教义而得到的。
Falling from grace is when you believe that salvation depends on observing certain decorum.
从恩典中坠落是当你相信要得救恩就要奉行某种礼仪。
Falling from grace is when you add something else to the grace of God to give you God's favor.
从恩典中坠落是当你在神所赐的恩典上加添别的东西。
Why?
为什么?
Because God's grace is precious unmerited favor.
因为神的恩典是宝贵的,是我们不配得的恩惠。
God can give you his grace right now.
神现在就要赐恩典给你。
Not because you deserve it.
不是因为你配得。
Not because you can earn it.
不是因为你赚取的。
Not because you can be good enough to receive it.
不是因为你做得好而得着的。
But because he freely gives it.
那是因为神白白的赐予。
Will you ask God for his grace today?
你今天会不会求神的恩典呢?
He promised that no one who will ask for his grace will be turned down.
他应许过他永不拒绝求他恩典的人。
You have God's own assurance of this.
你有神亲自的保证。
He said,
他说,
Seek and you shall find.
寻找就必寻见。
Knock and it shall be open unto you.
叩门就给你们开门。
Will you ask him today for his grace?
今天你会不会求神的恩典呢?
Your eternity is dependent on this grace.
你的永生就在乎这个恩典。
God wants to give it to you.
神愿意赐给你。
Will you humble yourself and receive it?
你会不会谦卑自己来接受它呢?
Because you have to ask for it.
因为你要求问神。
And he will give it to you.
神才会赐给你。
And I want you to tune in next time.
希望你下次继续的收听。
When we will look more closely at this legalism that Paul warns against.
我们要更详细的看保罗怎样警告我们不要效法那些律法主义。
And we're going to look at the power of grace that can free you from this legalism.
我们还会看看那将我们从中释放出来的能力。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
Thank you. 心中犹豫不定，数着午夜最后一颗的星星。梦里忽然出现，是你温柔善良祥和的表情。是我向往安定，是你诚恳慈祥透明的眼睛。是我情不自禁打开窗，看着天，看着浪，心中只想快回家。吹着风，迎着雨，踏着浪，心中只想快回家。想着你恨自己的早上，心中只想快回家。想着你怨自己的晚上，心中强烈渴望，渴望早一点回家。闪烁不停，抱着曾经陪我入睡的神经，心中百感交集，是你永恒不变坚强的感情。是我厌倦流浪，是你日夜呼唤急切的声音。是我情不自禁打开窗，看着天，看着浪，心中只想快回家。吹着风，迎着雨，踏着浪，心中只想快回家。想着你恨自己的早上，心中只想快回家。想着你怨自己的晚上，心中强烈渴望，渴望早一点回家。心中只快回家，想着你怨自己的晚上，心中强烈渴望，渴望早一点回家。
感谢麦克牧师的教导和安详的翻译，让我们明白何为真正的恩典，以及在恩典中堕落的真正含义。的确，我们在读圣经的时候不能断章取义，而是要真的上下文一起读，然后来学习话中真正的意思是什么。那同时呢，我们也发现神的恩典呢，比我们想象要宽广和伟大的多，并且一切的主权都在神的手中，只要我们愿意悔改，接受神的恩典和宽恕，就可以重新与神建立关系。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
that you've prayed till your strength is all gone, and your tears fall like raindrops all day long. Jesus cares, and he knows just how much you can bear. He'll speak your name to someone in prayer. Have the clouds round you gathered in the midst of a storm? Is your ship tossed and battered? Are you with?